So I guess the last thing I'd like to chat with you about is a little bit of just kind of clinical management. Again, the kinds of questions that docs in practice might ask you. And of course, we're looking forward to these newer research approaches, newer agents, et cetera, but still there are a lot of practical issues that they have to face. And what I'd like to get your take on is sort of your algorithm for managing patients with progressive disease as you go through second, third, fourth line therapy, how you integrate clinical trials, and how you make decisions about which type of systemic therapy you're going to use off study.
Well, being at Memorial Sloan Kettering, we try to have a single clinical trial available to patients in many of these steps going forward. So in our upfront program, we have two groups of patients. We have our optimally debulked patients and we have our suboptimal patients. Our optimally debulked patients are entered in the CONNOR trial that we've been talking about. Our suboptimally debulked patients would be offered the randomized trial 218, where two-thirds of the patients are receiving bevacizumab and the other third are not. And the patients who don't go on clinical trials are mostly not going on clinical trials because they're not suitable for bevacizumab. And those patients are getting carboplatin and Taxol off trial according to GOG 158, what Bob Ozels did. The only exception being Bob still feels very strongly about an AUC of 7.5 as a starting point, and we feel like a starting point of AUC 6 is probably appropriate. But other than that, we tend to follow that regimen for our off-protocol patients. If someone had an optimally debulked ovarian cancer but couldn't receive Bev, we would give them the same CONNOR IP program but not add the bevacizumab. And so that would be our off-study intraperitoneal route if they were suitable for intraperitoneal treatment.